My wife said to me just yesterday, she said, "You weren't listening to me, were you?" And I thought, what a funny way to start a conversation. Okay, the world, what's going on in the world? I got to tell you, a lot is going on with this virus and everything else. And I had a chat with a gal just yesterday. She was laid off from her job. She makes $15 an hour. Now she has to stay in her house for a couple of weeks. She doesn't know what to do. And I had to point out to her that, hey, with UI, unemployment insurance, and the fact that you don't spend any more money, you can't go to a movie, you can't go out to a cafe, you can't do a lot of that stuff. I said, actually, you'll be making more money, you'll have more money in your pocket, and if you want, you can probably even defer your rent, certainly part of it, so you're in good shape. And she got all excited, and she said, wow, I'm richer than I thought. And I said, son of a gun, who do? I mean, it will wash out, things will get better, all of us will get over it. I mean, bad things make for good opportunities. It happens all of the time. I don't know what they are right now. None of us do, because will it get better? Will it get worse sooner than later? It'll get better, but when? We don't know that. But in the meantime, be optimistic and be healthy, be well, and son of a gun. You can also interact with us at Right Radio. It's a radio, it's a talk show, a live talk show. It's called Right Radio, as said, because it's to do with Right Edition, and which, of course, is to do with the right way to think, which would be a right attitude, which would mean right wingism. Have you got all that right? And it starts April 1st at noon, West Coast time. So you get to phone in, go to the website, www.rightedition.com. All the connections and all the info will be there. We bought all the equipment. It's all set up, and we're ready to rock. We're going to get on that radio, and you'll phone in, and we'll chat. Hey, it's just talk. What good is talk? All we do is talk. You know what? There's a lot of good in talk, because it's awareness. It's influence to other people. It's important that we do that, because at the end of the day, solutions are crafted and or created by people's awareness and the influences they've had from other people. And that's us. So call us, Right Radio, with all of your information, I guess, from things that you know. Okay, you got that? California, I'm still here. I'm stuck here in California. I don't know if they're going to let me out. I'm too old, I guess. They're saying 40 million people, y'all got to stay locked up. That's not working really well. People, the mandatory stay-at-home thing, it's getting weaker every day. You can't lock 40 million people up and expect them to stay there. You just can't. And this is the same government, of course, that removed criminal penalties for knowingly giving AIDS to anyone. And now they're saying, we're going to charge you if you don't stay in your house. We're actually going to give you a ticket. And this is the same government also that says if you're in a park walking, and we'll charge you. But if you're an illegal alien and you come across the border and steal, we won't charge you, because they even have this new rule that any item valued at less than $950 is a non-arrest offense. And this is the government that's saying, all you people that live here, all you regular types, we're going to get you. That's not nice. I mean, and the governor goes on to say, I don't believe that imprisonment will be necessary for any of our citizenry to enforce a lockdown, because the mere threat of it will create a social pressure that will persuade California people to comply. You know what? This guy's from another planet. He's underestimating the human race, because people have pushback in them. They can only take so much, and then they're going to react to that's happening, I do think. Liberal politicians, I got to tell you, brains are dynamite. They couldn't blow their nose. And the guy in California be one of them. I'm still on California. Yesterday, I was in a grocery store. All the shelves are bare, but the bakery shop is full. The dairy section is full. And the junk food section is full. I couldn't help but walk around and look at all of the food items. And there were Spitz sunflower seeds. And I thought, wow, they look great. And I invented Spitz. I got the trademark and the patents and all kinds of neat things about 35 years ago. Here's the original packaging of Spitz. And they've changed it. They've been the people that I sold it to. And they now have the sealable bag with a whole bunch of nice improvements. And I think that's great. But you know what? The original one is right there. That was kind of neat too, don't you know? Next, I got Spanish flu. Spanish flu in 1918, more than 100 million, depending on who you listen to. Some say 50, but it's more popular to say more than 100 million people died. And on November 7th, 1918, there was a newspaper in Kelowna, British Columbia, that said this: four Chinamen succumbed to epidemic. Some 12 cases have been treated amongst white people. Chinamen. Today, a lot of people say, hey, don't say that. That's slangy. I got some of them on the board right behind me. But, you know, I'm a Canadian man, an American man. They can be a Chinaman, can't they? Kind of interesting. Interesting stuff, verbiage, how it changes. Trudeau, the prime mistake in Canada, throughout all of this, he's trying to insert little things. When I say this, I'm talking about the epidemic, right? Pandemic, cha-cha. He's saying, now I want to have a media registry. So anybody who wants to be in the media business has to register. Really, I ain't ever going to register because I ain't media in the normal sense of the word. I'm just here to help kind of, I don't know, just influence, I guess. I'm giving my opinion, and I hope that if a little bit of it helps, the takeaway. Well, then I hope it helps the world, the country, cha-cha. And today, I got this for you. Nancy Pelosi, she said recently that I want a woman to be president. Doesn't matter, any woman. Doesn't matter if she's qualified or not, I just want a woman. And she hates President Trump, right? I got a fix to all this. Trump now can turn this around. Pelosi, she hates him. Make her love you. All you have to do, Mr. Trump, is stand up in front of everybody and say, from here on, I'm identifying as a woman. Hey, Nancy will embrace you. All the Democrats will love you. Any other problems today for me to solve? Come on, I can do that. Y'all come back here in a couple of days, and we'll get back to you with more good stuff from the right. See ya.